station starts moaning and groaning.
That won't bother me.
If she gets a transfusion, a contusion,
I'll still be comfy as can be.
We never enjoy our operation, so every complication, so we've had such emboldening.
Dead rappers from both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by a guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just the simple fact that I've been living too long.
Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf,
so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard is now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the store, you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a sign next week out on Forest Lawn.
Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts, and all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could ever be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde, stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving. Like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
He be passed on. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil, running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an ex-rapper.
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance. So Buffy didn't stand a chance, and the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf, so here's a toast to Jay-Z's health, and to Puff Daddy, Pete Diddy, or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever, cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dog, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you could do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.
We'll be right back.
Though the sun is out of view, one can save you at all. No one can touch you and no one can see. No one can save you. can save you at all. No one can touch you and no one can see. No one can save you.
Maurice Tanney from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Yeah. imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. We talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Om Atah Mahishasura Mardini Stotram.
Vishwavinodini Nandanude Girivara Vindhi Shirodhini Vasini Vishnu Vilasini Jishnunude Bhagavati Heshiti Kandha Kutumbini Bhuri Kutumbini Bhuri Kuti Jaya Jaya He Mahishasura Mardini Ramyaka Pardini Shailasute Dharshini Durmukha Marshini Harsharati Shubhuvana Poshini Shankara Toshini Kilbisha Moshini Gosharati Danujani Roshini Diti Sutta Roshini Durmada Shoshini Sindhushite Jaya Jaya He Mahishasura Mardini Ramyaka Pardini Shailasute Shabda Parastuti Tatvara Vishwanute Manabhana Bhinjini Bhinkita Nupura Sinjita Mohita Bhutapate Natita Natartha Natinata Nayaka Natita Natya Subhanarate Jaya Jaya He Mahishasura Mardini Ramyaka Pardini Shailasute Sumanas, 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 Sumanohara Kantiyute Shruta Rajani, 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 Karavakravarte Sunayana Vibhamara, Bhamara, 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 Bhamaradipate Jaya Jaya He Mahishasura Mardini Ramyaka Pardini Shailasute
not one God, there's not many gods, there's only God. There's not one goddess, there's not many goddesses, there's only goddess. Inside, outside, in between. And this is how goddess is. Durga, Devi, is goddess.
Gentlemen, this is Wayne and Jane Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
The first secret. Remember to include her.
We women often feel left out. And sadly enough, some of the men who could have been famous have made this error to their sorrow. If you want to lose a sale, all you have to do is leave the woman out of the picture. Never make the mistake of ignoring a man's wife or his secretary. If you do, the minute you leave, she'll kill your sale. But deal her in, and she'll help you to close. Including her means to include the things that she is interested in. She's built differently than men. She actually sees things differently and even smells things differently. No wonder most women object to cigars. They are physically much more sensitive to odors than men. When a woman wants to know whether something is good, she smells it. Instead of fighting this natural urge, why not suggest to your women prospects, "Do me a favor and smell this. You women know what is just right. Tell me what you think." And women do know what things should smell like. For instance, clean clothes should smell like sunshine. And every woman knows that. When gas clothes dryers first came out, the manufacturers interviewed women the country over to find out why their product was being resisted. Women told them gas reminded them of dirt, bad odor, and death. A formidable threesome. So, instead of arguing with the women about those deep mental images, the manufacturers launched a triumphant ad campaign which agreed with her. It headlined over the pictured gas dryer, "Even your nose tells you gas-dried clothes are better than sun-dried." Remember, a woman can see with her mind twice as clearly as you can. Francis Galton, nephew of Charles Darwin, conducted a scientific study which proved that women are by far the most adept at mental imagery. So don't be afraid to use adjectives when you talk to women. Tell them stories, paint a picture, and don't be surprised when they ask, "What color is it?" How often you hear a woman ask a car salesman this question first? Because motors and wheels are important to men, you men make the mistake of trying to change our subject. Think of it this way, and you'll see why we women think the way we do. We wear cars and furniture and houses just as much as we wear clothes. If I were an automobile dealer, I would line my showroom with mirrors and put big signs on the cars saying, "This color will become you," or "Try this on for style." A sensational ad put out by the producers of an expensive car follows the words of Elizabeth Barrett Browning's love poem, "How do I love you? Let me count the ways." Not one word of the copy is wasted on cylinders or RPMs. Instead, it tells woman about the delight she will find in its eye-pleasing beauty, its luxury and spaciousness. The car, according to this ad writer, is incredibly quiet and has extraordinary handling ease. Not one word is said about stupid women drivers. And to cap the whole ad, the woman standing by the car is wearing a two-piece dress designed to match the automobile in color and elegance. A short time ago, I overheard a young salesman calling back on a request for a drapery estimate. "Do you want to buy some draperies?" he asked. The customer on the telephone replied with, "Well, I just wanted an estimate. I don't know whether I want to buy just now." "Well, call me when you decide you're ready to buy," the salesman said disgustedly and hung up. "Do you want to buy or don't you?" He had given his prospect a positive and a negative choice, and himself a 50-50 chance for a no sale. Always give a woman two positives to choose from. Whenever possible, talk about color. Never discuss whether or not she wants to buy. Ask her which of the colors is her favorite. List them for her. A little show business is so important here. Don't say yellow. Say spring daffodil yellow. Tell her it's your favorite too. Ask her what color she's going to use it with. Then tell her you'll be in her neighborhood at 3 o'clock this afternoon to assist a lovely lady who is going to choose from some beautiful new colors. You will save the hour from 4 to 5 for her, so she can hold up this spring daffodil yellow in her own living room and see how it will blend with her rug. And when you make the house call, you talk about how long, how short, how thick, how narrow, jotting down on your order pad each decision she makes. Once she has decided something, don't argue with her. Write it down. Agree with her. Tell her she has wonderful judgment. Get excited about it. Then ask her if Thursday of next week will be soon enough to make the delivery, or would Wednesday be even better? Hand her the pad for her okay and her instructions. Each time you have asked which, never what. I know a fantastically successful decorator who opens his home calls with, "Oh, what a lovely home you've created here in this house. It reflects you. I can see you have outstanding ideas. Now let's see how we can develop them so that this house will express even more of your unusual charm." The secret here is that women actually think of themselves as houses. Their bodies are the houses of mankind. They prepare a cradle, a nursery, a home for the baby. The family comes home to the woman. So the house and the home she creates in it are truly her. Now that's why the colors must look good on her. The drapes should bring out the blue of her eyes. And this explains, too, why a woman gets so unstrung when something goes wrong with the house. She is the house. Women are interested in odors, in color, and in being attractive. Oh, I know you're thinking, oh, every woman wants to be pretty, but this is not what I mean now. Women in homes must have attraction power, like a magnet. While a man thinks of a house as a haven, the woman is interested in buying things which will help keep the attraction of this haven in full force. Being able to serve more delicious food is one way, or making the home more comfortable or beautiful. She also wants to be attractive to her husband in the sense that she is valuable to him. Women are also interested in safety. She wants to protect herself, her home, her husband, and her car. And rightly so. From the moment a child is conceived, it's dependent upon a woman for its safety. Girls are much less reckless than boys, and insurance companies offer them auto coverage at a lower rate. Men buy convertibles, but women believe convertibles are not as safe as sedans. Consequently, most women prefer sedans. Can you show her how your product in her favorite color, smelling good, will help her to realize these goals? Can you help her to keep her children well, warm, safe, and save money as well? If you can, gentlemen, you have the first secret well in hand.
Touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.
Thank you. listening to RadioValencia.fm, and we're here in the studio. Oh my god. We're here in the studio, and there's a rainbow. My god, there's a rainbow above the mixing console. Above the mixer, there's a... No, there's two rainbows. There's two rainbows above the mixer. Oh my god. There are two rainbows above the mixing console. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh my god. There's two... Then wait a... Hold on, wait a minute. Rick, is this some kind of joke or something? Wow, they're real. These are really two rainbows over the mixing console here at Radio FM. What does it mean? What? Oh my god. Oh my god. What does it mean? How could it be? Oh my god. I can't believe. I can't believe this bit is. It's come all the way from the internet to radio. And the. Oh my god. Oh my god. God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh my god, I can't believe it. What does it mean? If I'm doing this stupid joke, what does it mean? What does it mean? Oh my god. Two rainbows. Two rainbows over the mixing console.
not each other what you are. Oh, yeah. My heart aches every day when you pass my way, yeah. And I don't say hello, not because I don't wanna say so. Oh, pretty young girl, say hello. Oh, pretty young girl, oh, I love you so. And I teach you how you are. And I teach you how you are, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. And I teach you how you are. Oh, I love you so.
Can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
I am recording a record, and this is the group that I want to have backing me up. So I think I'll be in good hands. Uh-huh. What's your name?
Louis Moskowitz.
And how long have you been with the group?
About 2 years now.
2 years, uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about you?
Lenny Goldstein, about 1 year.
Uh-huh. You're kind of new with the group.
The newest member of the group.
And this is Ben, of course. This
yeah, Ben. Ben Stiefel, uh-huh. About 5 years.
I want to tell you something about these two gentlemen. A lot of people think that my theme song in the opening is, I don't sing it. Steve here sings on those Stairway to Start. Is that right, Steve?
Right.
And this is the gentleman right here that wrote it, Ben. So, Steve, you got the soundtrack, haven't you?
Yes, I did.
Why don't you do our theme song, okay?
All right, Frank.
Okay, here they are, all the King's Men.
Thank you. Thank you very much.